Krishna, 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 Pahi Mam. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahi Mam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahi Mam. So reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Lila, chapter 8, text number 82 and 83. I'm going to read text 82 by myself, then we can read text 83 together. Krishna prapti da upaya bahu vidhaya. Krishna prapti taratamya bahu ta achaya. There are various means and processes by which one may attain the favor of Lord Krishna. All those transcendental processes will be studied from the viewpoint of comparative importance. For the next one, please repeat. Kintu Jamra Jedasa Se Sarva Uttama Tatestha Hamnya Vicharile Ache Taratama. Kintu Yamra Eirasa Sei Sarvatama. Kintu Yamra Eirasa Sei Sarvatama. Kintu jamra jai rasa sei sarvatama.
Kintu jamra jai rasa sei sarvatama.
Tatastha hanya vicharili achitaratama. Tatastha hanya vicharili achitaratama. Tatastha hanya vicharichi vicharili achitaratama. Tatastha hanya vicharichili Chitaratama. Kinchu jamra jai rasa sei sarvatama. Tatastha hanya vicharile achitaratama. Tatastha hanya vicharile achitaratama. Kintu jamra jai rasa sei sarvatama. Tatastha hanya vicharile achitaratama. Kintu jamra jai rasa sei sarvatama. Tatastha hanya vicharile achitaratama. Kintu jamra jai rasa sei sarvatama. Tatastha hanya vicharile achitaratama. Kintu jamra jai rasa sei sarvatama. Tatastha hanya vicharile achitaratama. Kintu jamra sei sarvatama. Tatastha hanya vicharile achitaratama. Matajis. Vicharile achitaratama. Kintu yamra jai rasa sei sarvatama. Anybody else? Kintu, nevertheless, Yamra of some devotees, Deirasa, whatever the mellow of exchange of love, say that Sarvotama, the best, Tatistha, neutral, Hanya, being, Vicharile, if considering, Achi, there is, Tadatama, lower and higher levels. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is true that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with the Lord is the best for him. Still, when we study all the different methods from a neutral position, we can understand that there are higher and lower degrees of love. Please repeat. It is true that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with the Lord is the best for him. Still, when we study all the different methods from a neutral position, we can understand that there are higher and lower degrees of love. Purport. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains that this verse does not advocate the whimsical invention of some methods of love of God. Such inventions cannot be accepted as topmost. Indeed, such concoctions are not recommended in these verses. Srila Rupa Goswami has said in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12101, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina Aikanti Ki Harir Bhaktir Utpatayaiva Kalpate. He clearly mentions in this verse that one must refer to the Vedic literatures and other supplementary literatures and follow the conclusion of the Vedas. An invented devotional attitude simply creates disturbances in the transcendental realm. If a person overly addicted to family life takes to Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna consciousness to earn a livelihood, his activity is certainly offensive. One should not become a caste guru and sell mantras for the benefit of mundane customers, nor should one make disciples for a livelihood. All these activities are offensive. One should not make a livelihood by forming a professional band to carry out congregational chanting, nor should one perform devotional service when one is attached to mundane society, friendship and love, nor should one be dependent on so-called social etiquette. All of this is mental speculation. Prabhupada is hemming down here. No, it's amazing. The Prabhupada is so amazing. You know, so clear, you know, so obvious. So all of this is mental speculation. None of these things can be compared to unalloyed devotional service. No one can compare unalloyed devotional service, Krishna consciousness, to mundane activities. There are many unauthorized parties pretending to belong to the Sri Chaitanya cult, and some are known as Aula, Baula, Karta Bhaja, Nida, Daravesha, Shani, Shaki Bheki, Smarta, Jata Goshani, Ativadi, Chudadhari, and Gauranga Nagari. Actually, in the book by Bhaktivikar Swami, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava, he describes this in detail, according to what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta described, each one of this. Moreover, there are those who take the case Goswami's opinion of such parties as bona fide. Actually, I was in Zurich not too long ago, and one devotee came to complain to me that the new GBC, Ravindra Sarup Prabhu, no longer authorized one Goswami from Vrindavan that used to come there and preach at the temple. So when Ravindra heard this, he said, no, this is not, Prabhupada did not authorize this. The devotee wasn't happy. And I was explaining to him, but Ravindra is right, he's following Prabhupada, this is Prabhupada's temple. And Prabhupada would not authorize this. You could just read Prabhupada's books. The problem is that many people just don't read Prabhupada's books. And if you don't read, you can't understand. Then like Prabhupada says here, no, all of this is mental speculation. Then they have to go with mental speculation. You have to imagine things. What I like, what I don't like. But this movement is not for our likes and dislikes. This is Prabhupada's movement. He is the founder of Acharya. He sets the tone. He sets the rules and we follow him. Otherwise, people can open their own movement. But in this movement, there is one founder of Acharya, one master, and he is the person that we follow. And he says clearly here, no? Moreover, there are those who take the case Goswami's opinion of such parties as bona fide, comparing their opinions to those of the six Goswamis headed by Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana. This is simply another cheating process. There are also non-devotees who compose unauthorized songs, who established different temples for money, who worship the deity as priests for salaries, who accept caste Brahmanism as all in all, and who do not know the value of a pure Vaishnava. Wow. Actually, the caste Brahmanas of the Smarta community are opposed to the principles of the Satvata Pancharatra. Furthermore, there are many Mayavadis and those overly addicted to material sense enjoyment. None of this can be compared to a person who is purely engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness. It's a Prabhupada, isn't it? Actually, in 1966, when Prabhupada Das was visiting the temple, he came to Prabhupada once and said, no, I am like you. I'm spreading the word out there. And then later on, he realized how great Prabhupada was. But at that time, he thought, no, you spreading the word, the mouse is spreading the word. And some people want to compare the Prabhupada with just anybody. No. Actually, I'm going to stop here for a moment. It's a long part, but I'm going to say a few things and then we can continue. When Prabhupada left this planet, at that moment, Bibi Govinda Maharaj, who at that time was Ayodhyapati, he was there, and as everybody else, he was extremely disturbed. And also there was Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji, which, you know, he was Prabhupada's godbrother, a friendly godbrother. And Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji, he was always chanting Hare Krishna. You would never hear him saying anything else. If you would tell him good morning, he would say Hare Krishna. Whatever you said, he would say Hare Krishna. So he was always chanting Hare Krishna, wherever he went. And some said, like Achyutananda told me, it looks like he didn't sleep. He was always only chanting, he never left. And nobody knew if he spoke English or not, because he would never say anything. He would only chant Hare Krishna. So seeing Ayodhyapati, now Bibi Govinda Maharaj, disturbed with Prabhupada's departure, because at that moment the Kaviraj was there, and the Kaviraj put some cotton in Prabhupada's nostrils. When he saw that the cotton was not moving, he did like this. So he's gone. And then the kirtan kept going on strongly, and Bibi Govinda Maharaj was depressed, and, feeling sad. And Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji came to him and, speaking perfect English, said, do you know who he is? And Ayodhyapati said, no, I don't. He was so disturbed. He is the greatest spiritual master that ever walked on this earth. None of the acharyas, not even the avatars, did what he did to take this knowledge all over the world. And there's no exaggeration in this. No exaggeration. That's a fact. That nobody has done what Prabhupada did. Not even the avatars. Not even the great masters of the past. Actually, there is a video by a professor from one university in Texas where he says, he's speaking about Prabhupada, and he said the following, I'm paraphrasing him. There was never in history a spiritual leader that so much has been written about him. And also, he is especially great. Why? Because other masters, he is saying, it's not that I'm saying, he's saying that. Like Jesus Christ, he was preaching among his own people in his own language. Prabhupada left his comfort zone, his own people, his language, and he went outside that comfort zone to other countries, overseas, in the middle of the drug addicts and prostitutes, and he was preaching Krishna consciousness. So there's a special greatness about this. So we should never forget that. Let's proceed. Yeah. Actually, the case brahmanas of the smarta community are opposed to the principles of the satvata pancharatra. Furthermore, there are many mayavadis and those overly addicted to material sense enjoyment. None of this can be compared to a person who is purely engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness. Every Krishna conscious person is constantly endeavoring to utilize different transcendental devices in the service of the Lord. Such a devotee renounces all material enjoyment and completely dedicates himself to the service of his spiritual master in Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He may be a perfect celibate, a restrained householder, a regulated vanaprastha, or a tridandi sannyasi in the renounced order. It does not matter. You know, like the song from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Grihe Thako Vane Thako. You know the song? Grihe Thako Vane Thako, Sada Hari Bole Thako, Sukhe Dukhe Bulo Nako, Vadane Harinam Korore, Gai Goramadur Svare. He said, it doesn't matter who you are. Grihe Thako Vane Thako, Sada Hari Bole Thako. It doesn't matter. Whatever you are, you just engage your mouth in chanting the holy names of God. However, there's another song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says a little different. Let me tell you this song. Not a little different, there's no contradiction. But there's the song, Ami Jamuna Poline Kadamba Kanani Kihirino Shokiaja, where he says that he's asking his friend Shaki, my friend, what have I seen today? Ami Jamuna. On the banks of the Jamuna, Ami Jamuna Poline Kadamba Kanani. In a forest of kadamba trees. What I have seen today. Amijamuna Polini Kadamba Kanani Kiherino Shokiajo. Amar Shama Vanshidhari. Amar Shama means my Shama. I've seen my Shama, not just any Shama. Amar Shama. My Shama. And Amar Shama Vanshidhari. And what he was doing? He was playing the flute. And not just any flute. Vanshidhari. Vanshi means flute. Dhari. A flute called Dhari. And at the end of the song, I'm not going to go over entire song. He says, Amigarena Jaibo, Vani Pravishibo. Then he describes Krishna, and Krishna is sitting on the throne with the gopis. The throne is bedecked with jewels, and Radharani is there, and the gopis are serving them. And then after seeing this at the end, he said, and what am I going to do now? Amigarena Jaibo, Amigarena. Gari means your house. Amigarena. I'm going to my house? No. Amigare? Nah. I'm not going to my house. I'm going to the forest. I'm going to leave this life. I'm not going back there. So, now, the pseudo-transcendentalists and the pure devotees cannot be compared. Nor can one argue that a person can invent his own way of worship. It's not possible to invent your own way of worship. Why? Because the codes of religion, Dharmanzi Sakshat Bhagavad Pranitam, no, they're given by the Supreme. Nobody can invent his own religion. No. The purport in presenting this verse necessitates explaining the comparative positions of the transcendental mellows known as Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. All these rasas or mellows are situated on the transcendental platform. Pure devotees take shelter of one of them and thus progress in the spiritual life. Actually, one can take shelter of such spiritual mellows only when one is completely uncontaminated by material attachment. You know, there is a really nice story I read recently. Prabhupada in Vrindavan, and someone came. Prabhupada was eating prasadam, was about to eat prasadam. Somebody came to him that so-and-so devotee, he went to a Babaji in Vrindavan, and the Babaji told him that actually he is a peacock in the spiritual world. And now he is like dancing like a peacock. Prabhupada didn't even put prasadam in his mouth. He put it back. He was so disgusted. Call this and this and this and this. This is going to destroy this movement. So he was very heavy. And actually, I have many, there are many quotes from Prabhupada saying that this is not what I want for this movement. Let me see here. In this connection, it's all in the Veda base. Okay. In this connection, we should be careful about the so-called Siddha Pranali. Should be careful. The Siddha Pranali process is followed by a class of men who are not very authorized and who manufactured their own way of devotional service. They imagine that they have become associates of the Lord simply by thinking of themselves like that. This external behavior is not at all according to the regulative principles. The so-called Siddha Pranali process is followed by the Prakriti Sahajya, a pseudo-sect of so-called Vaishnavas. Now Prabhupada says so-called Vaishnavas. So-called Vaishnavas. He says this. In the opinion of Rupa Goswami, such activities are simply disturbances to the standard way of devotional service. Sri Rupa Goswami says that learned acharyas recommend that we follow the regulative principles, even after the development of spontaneous love for Krishna. That's very important. Because sometimes we hear the argument, well, Prabhupada said certain things when we were like new in Krishna consciousness. But now we have been Krishna consciousness for 40 years. But that's what he says. Even after you achieve perfection, you keep following. And also, this argument is not a logical argument. Why? Because we always have new people in Krishna consciousness, every day. And whose example are they going to follow if it's not our example? So if we give the wrong example, they will follow that. So the new people will be affected by that. So it's a very poor argument to say, I'm older now in Krishna consciousness, now I can do this. Very illogical, poor, irrational. Not intelligent at all. So, according to the regulative principles, there are 9 departmental activities as described above, and one should specifically engage himself in the type of devotional service for which he has a natural aptitude. For example, one person may have a particular interest in hearing, another may have a particular interest in chanting, and another may have a particular interest in serving in the temple. So this or any of the other 6 different types of devotional service, remembering, serving, praying, engaging in some particular service, being in a friendly relationship, or offering everything in one's possession should be executed in full earnestness. In this way, everyone should act according to his particular taste. That's the way that's instructed. This is from the Nectar of Devotion, chapter 16, Eligibility for Spontaneous Love, the Devotional Service. So this is now the natural way, not an invented way. Inventing something. And here, continuing, all these rasas, or mellows, are situated on the transcendental platform. Pure devotees take shelter of one of them and thus progress in a spiritual life. Actually, one can take shelter of such spiritual mellows only when one is completely uncontaminated by material attachment. When one is completely free from material attachment, the feelings of the transcendental mellows are awakened in the heart of the devotee. That is Swarupa Siddhi, the perfection of one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Swarupa Siddhi, the eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, may be situated in one of the transcendental mellows. Each and every one of them is as perfect as the others. However, by comparative study, an unbiased person can realize that the mellow of servitorship is better than the mellow of neutrality. The mellow of fraternity is better than the mellow of servitorship. Similarly, the mellow of paternity is better than that of fraternity. Above all the mellows is the mellow of conjugal love. However, these are all spiritually situated on the same platform because all these relationships of perfection in love are based on a central point, Krishna. These mellows cannot be compared to the feelings one derives from demigod worship. Krishna is one, but the demigods are different. They are material. Love for Krishna cannot be compared to material love for different demigods. Because Mayavadis are on the material platform, let me repeat that, because Mayavadis are on the material platform, they recommend the worship of Shiva or Durga, and say that worship of Kali and Krishna are the same. So this is it's a very interesting point. Because when devotees go to India, again, if they read Prabhupada's books carefully, they don't fall on this trap. But they go to India, they think, this telling, the gopis pastime is so wonderful. Or this so-and-so is saying, this is so wonderful. But they don't read Prabhupada's books. They have nothing to compare. The only thing they have to compare is their imagination. They imagine, this is very nice. I was in Vrindavan this year, and I was invited by Panchagoda Prabhu to go to one of the main Goswami temples. Because there was a ceremony, and they invited him. And there was an ISKCON young devotee there. There was a Goswami preaching his own way, which is not on our line. And this devotee was so impressed. He was crying. He was, I was so moved. But he never read Prabhupada's purports about this. So I think it's a reflection on us that we need better training in our movement. If we have better training of the devotees, they will not fall trap of this. So one of these Goswamis was traveling in Latin America, and he initiated many ISKCON devotees. I don't know if you heard that. He re-initiated them. He said the ISKCON devotees are not bona fide, he said, because the gurus don't come from Goswami families. They are not bona fide gurus. And many believe him. Why they believe? Because they don't study Prabhupada's books. They don't study Prabhupada's books. And we're not facilitating that. I was in Zurich at the Sunday feast, and I was preaching to one lady, and I said, do you frequent the temple often? She said, yes, for the past 20 years. Then I wanted to measure how much knowledge she has, because 20 years visiting a temple is a long time. You should learn something in 20 years. And I was completely shocked to see that she had no knowledge at all. She didn't know anything. No, in the past, the Sunday feast, we used to sit down with people and preach to them. I don't know in your temples, but at least where I joined in São Paulo, there was a system. And the system was that a senior preacher, the senior preacher was like 1 year in the movement, but he was a senior preacher to the one that was 1 week in the movement. You know? So he was a senior preacher. So he would sit down in one place, and a younger preacher or a bhakta would bring guests to sit down around him and would serve prasadam to everybody. And if they needed more prasadam, he would bring more prasadam. So they didn't have to go anywhere. And that senior preacher was preaching to them every Sunday. And every Sunday he would try to get the same people because he was cultivating them. I remember I had my group, and many of them became devotees actually. But if we have a Sunday feast and it's just a cultural event, that just we talk about our life and you know how things are going, then that doesn't help because we're not preaching to them. They're not becoming educated in Krishna consciousness. So we need people to become educated in Krishna consciousness. Then they will not fall, victim of traps like this. Now, however, the mellow, where is this? Above all the mellows is the mellow of conjugal love. However, these are always spiritually situated on the same platform because all these relationships of perfection in love are based on a central point, Krishna. These mellows cannot be compared to the feelings one derives from demigod worship. Krishna is one, but the demigods are different. They are material love. They are material. Love for Krishna cannot be compared to material love for different demigods. It's amazing. In India, they think it's the same thing. Because Mayavadis are on the material platform, they recommend the worship of Shiva or Durga and say that worship of Kali and Krishna are the same. However, on the spiritual platform, there is no demigod worship. So transcendentalists, don't worship the demigods. The only worshipable object is Krishna. Therefore, although there is no difference between a devotee in Shantarasa or Dasya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa or Madhurya Rasa, one can still make a comparative study of the intensity of love in these different transcendental positions. For example, it may be said that Dasya Rasa is better than Shantarasa, yet transcendental love of God is there in both of them. Similarly, we can judge that love of God in fraternity is better than love of God in neutrality and servitorship. Similarly, love of Godhead in paternal affection is better than love of God in fraternity. And as I stated before, love of God in the conjugal rasa is superior to that in the paternal rasa. The analysis of different types of love of Godhead has been made by expert acharyas who know all about devotional service on the transcendental platform. Unfortunately, inexperienced and unauthorized persons in the mundane world, not understanding the transcendental position of pure love, try to find some material fault in the transcendental process. This is simply impudence on the part of the spiritually inexperienced people. Such fault-finding is symptomatic of unfortunate mundane wranglers. And that's it. Prabhupada said it all. That's it. There's very little more to say. Such fault-finding is symptomatic of unfortunate mundane wranglers. So, the fact that we are in this movement and for some unknown fortune and mercy, we came in contact with Prabhupada, at least we should be thankful and study his books. We should study his books. Tamal Krishna says in one video that he heard from one of Prabhupada's sons, Vrindavan Chandra, that when Prabhupada was in family life, he used to study the Bhagavatam 4 hours a day. So who studies the Bhagavatam 4 hours a day here? Please raise your hand. 3 hours a day. 2 hours a day. 1 hour a day. 4 hours, Prabhupada said. 4 hours. Why? Because if we don't study, how we are going to protect ourselves? We are in a jungle. This is the jungle of controversy, of wrong philosophies, of wrong information. And that is bombarding us, especially now with the internet. With the internet we have access to good things and a good part of the time to bad things. All kinds of wrong information. How we are going to protect ourselves if we don't have something that we can compare to? Often I hear somebody say, I'm going to see so-and-so, he's such a great devotee. So one Mataji came to my shop and was telling me, I went to the house of this person, and she said she was so much in love with Krishna and the gopis. And then she started crying. She had tears in her eyes. And then the other day I saw her, she was smoking. You know, we have seen this movie again and again. No, the same movie, again and again. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was in Vrindavan one time, he said, that we have all respects to the Brajavasis, but that, he said this, it's written, that he could not find any pure Vaishnava anywhere. He said this, and they were very upset with him, the Goswamis and others. But he said this. So we have our greatest master, Srila Prabhupada. And he gave all these instructions. No, he spent so much time translating these books. So he wanted us to study. And when somebody told him that, oh, but we should do kirtan, because today kirtan is a very traditional thing. No, many people are doing kirtan. And that's very nice. And Prabhupada wanted us to do kirtan. But he also wants us to study his books. We just don't be in illusion that we don't know what we are doing. And actually he said, these books are also kirtan. I'm paraphrasing Prabhupada. These books are also kirtan. I dictated these books. So that's kirtan. And then they were put on paper. So why make a distinction? There's no distinction. So if we're studying these books, this is kirtan. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he was not famous for kirtan. Actually, doing kirtan. Actually, it's explained in the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava that in the beginning he used to sing, in the beginning of his institution. But as soon as there were singers that could sing nicely, he wouldn't sing anymore, actually. They would sing. But his kirtan, that he was constantly and incessantly speaking about Krishna. Once a doctor came to him, now because he was ill, so the doctor came to examine him. And the doctor said, the problem is that you're spending too much time speaking, preaching. And then he spoke to that doctor for 4 hours. So, this is all, there's no distinction. If we're preaching about Krishna, if we're talking about Krishna, and we have to give this information to our own devotees. We have to learn, and when we have doubts, we have to go and consult the book. Actually, there is a nice pastime. Kirtanananda came to Prabhupada on 26th Second Avenue. And he asked the question. I can't remember the question. Prabhupada said, oh, that I have to consult with superior authorities. Prabhupada said like this. Prabhupada was humble, you know. He was very humble. So if we don't know, we should consult Prabhupada's books. Consult with all the Vaishnavas. And not fall into the illusion of Mayavadi philosophy disguised with Krishna consciousness, demigod worship disguised as Krishna consciousness, or this Siddha Pranali that Prabhupada calls in one place, all nonsense. All nonsense. He said, this just desire. The Siddha Pranali is that they have several women. That's what they want to do. They want to have several women. We have a few more minutes. Let me just see one thing here first. I read this purport, it was like fascinating. It's true that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with the Lord is the best for him. Krishna will reveal our relationship with Him whenever He wants. We don't have to be too concerned. Like Srila Prabhupada used to quote Srila Bhaktisiddhanta saying that, don't try to see Krishna. Just act in such a way that Krishna will want to see you. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta also said, you don't come to the temple to see Krishna. You come to the temple to be seen by Krishna. No, we are servants of Krishna. Everything is for His pleasure. Everything is for His satisfaction. But still, when we study all the different methods from a neutral position, we can understand that there are higher and lower degrees of love. If you have any questions, I will try to answer any comments.
Thank you for the class. It was very nice. In another temple, not ISKCON, I've heard we should actually be aspiring to be the Manjari Bhav. And what I'm hearing here is actually we shouldn't aspire for any position at all, just whatever relationship.
That is very contrary to Lord Chaitanya's instruction, nadhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam vajagadishkame. I don't want anything. I just want to serve you life after life. I don't aspire for anything more than that. That's why Prabhupada says on the fifth canto, that's why I started this institution, ISKCON. And trying to be Krishna conscious outside the institution is a great illusion. He says this, it's written there.
Say that again.
Trying to be Krishna conscious outside this institution is a great illusion. It's written on the page of the Bhagavatam. I can't find it and tell you the exact...
I was just wondering also that, is this the distinction of trying to become in some type of relationship? Is this... There's Prabhupada said we left the spiritual world, and then others are saying we were never in the spiritual world. So is that...
Prabhupada said that, he gave the example, when somebody came to him asking this type of questions, he would say that if a house is on fire, do you start asking, how did it start? You know? What happened? Who put fire here?
You get out.
You just get out of it.
Yeah.
There's like waste of time.
I'm just relating to this that if it's the same sex thing, we've never been in the spiritual world, so it's like we can choose. We can go and choose our relationship. And Prabhupada, it makes sense. We left, and Krishna will reveal it to us.
But he said that when you go back to the spiritual world, I will be there waiting for you. I will take you by the hand and take you to Krishna. I will put your hand on Krishna's hand. Then I will be. Let's focus on what Prabhupada said. I'm trying to find that. It'd be a little difficult to find on my little phone here, but you see. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to point out that one thing Prabhupada said in this report, one can take shelter of such spiritual mellows only when one is completely uncontaminated by material like that.
That's a big thing. That's a big thing. Right there.
Thank you for the nice commentary on the class. Also, I heard in the memory state that Prabhupada said that in addition to him studying 4 hours Bhagavatam every day, he also sewed his deity's clothes.
Cloth.
And,
cool.
cook
and worship
and
deity.
And one little comment I want to say, Prabhupada said that sometimes we get a little mixed up when we go to other places to try to get information about transcendental topics. So he gave us everything. So, and he definitely said that we left the spiritual world. So that's, so when we stick with Prabhupada's teachings, we won't get mixed up when we go to other different places than there.
Yes, Prabhupada said everything is in my books. I gave you everything, you know. And often people from outside, they downplay that. They downplay. Oh, but no, what he meant to say. Or, no, we don't want to associate with people that downplay what our great spiritual master said. Why? That's disrespectful. You know?
I just wanted to ask that in the past, and, you know, in the near past, we see a lot of prominent devotees and even spiritual masters in our movement are associating with devotees, not devotees, well, devotees of God, you know, from other sects of Vaishnavism, maybe, you know, Goswamis, and also, you know, other religions and, you know, in an ecumenical mood, not, you know, that they're, you know, imbibing their philosophy, but they're trying to help them to appreciate Krishna consciousness. And I was just wondering if you had any comments on that.
In our movement, we are respectful to everybody. Now, Prabhupada writes on the Chaitanya Charitamrita that we should never disrespect any scripture. And even there's a letter that Prabhupada wrote to the Pope that he starts, Your Holiness, please accept my humble obeisance at your lotus feet. That's how he addressed the Pope. Yeah. We're very respectful. And if there is a meeting of spiritualists and we are invited, you know, we attend and we try to preach Krishna consciousness. But we don't listen to them. No, there's a difference between being social, because we're part of this world and we live in a society. We have to, you know, have some interaction with people. Being social with, you know, having in mind that there may be an opportunity here for me to preach, to expand my movement. Then to go just to listen to somebody and become influenced by their philosophy. Actually, we already know that most philosophies in this world will not confuse a Vaishnava that is sincerely serving Krishna. If somebody comes to you and tries to convince you that in my religion we eat meat, then we won't be convinced to eat meat. Okay? That's not a problem for us. The problem is with those that are closer to our philosophy. They can put a twist on it and downplay what our master said. That's a problem. They can confuse us. At least they can confuse the innocent one. They won't confuse somebody that is established in this philosophy. And even somebody that doesn't have, that's known the difference between Kanishtha, Madhyama, and Uttama Dikari. Somebody may be a Kanishtha Dikari and may not have knowledge, but he may have strong faith. Then he gets elevated to the platform of Madhyama Dikari, because he may not have a lot of knowledge, but has strong faith in Prabhupada, and nothing will deviate him. He won't be confused.
Radhakund Mataji recalls a time in 1975 in Mayapur when the devotees were invited to some event at the Chaitanya Math, just down the road, Bhakti Siddhanta Marg. And they went and attended, and when they returned to Chandradaya Mandir, then they had some books with them that they got from the mat. And when Srila Prabhupada learned this, he said, take those books back, every one of them. He said, if there's one word different than what I have said, you will become confused. One word different.
See, this is so direct, so clear. I don't know if it's the same pastime, but Japataka Swami says something similar. They went to an event at Sridhar Swami's math. Prabhupada didn't know about it. When they came back, Prabhupada was waiting for them at the gate. And Prabhupada said, where did you go? Oh, we were invited to a program at the Sridhar Swami's math. You didn't invite me? Oh, Prabhupada. Now they're going to think that Sridhar Swami is bringing all the Westerners here. That's what the locals were going to think. You don't do this again. See, Prabhupada was very on target all the time. It's not that now one can say, oh, but maybe that means. It's not maybe. Things are very clear. Very clear. Now if somebody doesn't want to follow that direction, that's something different. At least they should be honest. I don't want to follow it. Period. I don't think Prabhupada is that big. I think somebody else will. Okay, just go and live your life. You know. When I moved here 6 years ago, at the first Sunday feast, one devotee came to me. I didn't know him. And he was preaching some other philosophy. You know. And I got really upset. You know? And I said, you were coming here to Prabhupada's temple, eating Prabhupada's prasadam, taking advantage of everything to convince people to leave here and go to another place. What kind of character do you have? Yeah? What kind of character?
Yes, that was a nice lecture. So, in relationship with going to other temples, especially Gaudiya Math, Prabhupada also told Panchadariya Swami, he said, where did you go this morning? He said, I went to hear a lecture in another temple. And Prabhupada said, you have a special scar the rest of your life, special life. So Prabhupada didn't like the words to go and hear another temples. There are no ISKCON lectures. And there's one lecture in Mayapur, Prabhupada says, ISKCON is the incarnation of Krishna. And at this point, we need to be loyal, very loyal, and recognize Prabhupada's position, unique position. Like you were saying in your lecture, all the things that Prabhupada accomplished, you know, by following the instruction of his Guru Maharaj. So, unfortunately, there's other groups, and we need to be careful and not to fall in the Sahariya platform. Sila Pranali, Sila Deha, Prabhupada warning us. He said, that's for Sahajiyas. He said, first you chant Hare Krishna without offenses, and that Krishna will reveal those things to you. But he didn't want that, and himself, he was against that. He warned us not to follow in Sahajiya platform. So that's very important to study his books, to study and preach with his books.
Now, we don't say that there are no sincere devotees anywhere. We don't say that. But we know for sure that Prabhupada is a Mahabhagavat, is a pure devotee, and we are part of his institution. We know that he will take us back home, back to God. And that should be enough. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.